Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 16th para was recited. The last two pages of the 15th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he humbles himself and he goes to acquire the knowledge of deen. This shows the great value and virtue of the knowledge of deen. Such a great Nabi of Allah, what knowledge he had. In his ummah, he was the most knowledgeable person, definitely. But still to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to increase his knowledge, he humbles himself and he makes a safar. He makes a journey to go and acquire knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him to one of his bandas and servants, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And which he had some other kind of knowledge, some special knowledge, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. Ilm of taqweeniyat, ilm of the secrets of in this world, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to him, and Musa alayhi salam humbles himself and he asks, can I follow you? Can I stay in your company, in your sohbet? Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam says that you must be able to fulfill my condition. And my condition is that you must not ask me any question. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam agrees. They travel, they come to one ship, and when they board it, these people, free of charge, they allow them to sit on the ship. They say, we won't take any money from you. But Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes one board, he lifts up from there, and he damages the ship to some extent. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is surprised, and he asks him, how could you have done this here? Khidr alayhi salam says, didn't I tell you the condition is you cannot ask any questions? They continue again, they come to one youngster, he's playing around. Khidr alayhi salam kills him. He's an innocent young boy, not even valid maybe still, and he kills him. Musa alayhi salam is shocked, how could you have done this action? Khidr alayhi salam says, didn't I say you must not speak at all, to ask any questions? So Musa alayhi salam says, okay, if after this I ask you any questions, I have broken the condition now, I won't be able to stay in your company. I understand there's no munasabah, but there's no compatibility between us. They continue, they come to a place, one area, they ask people for food there, they are mihman, it's wajib and compulsory for people to look after them. People refuse, they are very, very stingy people. One wall is falling down in that area, so Khidr alayhi salam goes and he lifts up the wall and he makes it straight. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that, oh Khidr alayhi salam, you could have at least taken some money for it. These people are so stingy, they never give us food. Please take some, pay for it. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam says that there are many secrets in the world, he's explaining to Musa alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden. Many people cannot understand. As for the ship, they belong to some poor people, and they were working in the ocean. So we made a fault in the ship, because there was a king coming later on. That king, whenever he used to see any ships which were in a good condition, then he used to take it away. So we damaged the ship to a certain extent, so at least the ship will be saved of those people. Secondly, that youngster, his parents were believers, very, very pious people, but it was written for him, if he grew up, he will become a disbeliever, and he will take his parents towards disbelief. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he must take his life away and give him something far better. And according to some mufassirin, he was granted a daughter, and she became a mother of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala gave something far better. And as for that wall, those people were very, very stingy in the town, but there were two orphans, and their forefather a few generations before was pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to look after their wealth, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me, I must straighten the wall. Their wealth was hidden under that wall. If that wall fell down, all the money would have been lost, would have been taken away by those people of the town. They were very stingy people. But Allah wanted to look after that wealth for the youngsters. When they get big, they can take the benefit. So anyhow, you showed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many, many secrets happening in the world, which is out of our mind, we cannot understand also. But if a person, he goes and attains, as we mentioned in Surah Kahf, one great thing is to get the knowledge of deen. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. A person who goes to get the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will open up for that person many, many secrets. He will get understanding of many, many things. Many, many things will remain hidden from a person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up to him realities. And this was what a person has to get, save himself from the fitness of Dajjal. With the knowledge of deen, inshallah, a person will be open to realities. He will see the truth. And from batil, inshallah, a person will be on the straight path. The last incident is mentioned here of Dhulqarnain, a very, very pious person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him wealth, but that wealth he did not use for his own benefit. He used it for the protection of the Muslim people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, he's encouraging us also here in this, that when Allah has given a person wealth, Allah has given a person abilities, he must use his abilities for the upliftment of deen, for the upliftment of people, and to remove zulam and oppression in the world, just like how Dhulqarnain had done so. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the person who is the worst, he is the greatest loss, is the person who in this worldly life, oh, he made so much of effort, and he thought he was doing good actions, but all of his efforts are completely destroyed. These are the people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not build up the connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they do actions, it is done for name and fame, for show. There's no real sincerity in their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the crux of the surah is, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. A person has to understand that your creator and sustainer, your deity is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one. Tawheed and the oneness of Allah has to come into our hearts. And a person who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And a person has to do good actions in this world. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He must never ever make shirk, take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, whether it's shirk akbar, really taking a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it's shirk asghar, doing actions for riyah and for name and fame, for show. A person has to stay away completely from that. The next surah is Surah Maryam. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways, especially about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is actually a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the agency of a mother and father. It does not make him a god, but it's a clear proof and sign of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam in a miraculous way. His parents were very, very old, and Allah ta'ala created him. After Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in an old age, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must give him a child who will continue his work, the work of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam at an old age, still to being born in an extraordinary manner, did not make him a son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like our Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also, he was born in a very, very amazing way, did not make him the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his mother, how she conceived him, and how eventually she gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salam was not born in a stable, as the Christians believe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, under a tree, and there was a river flowing in front of them, in front of her. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born there. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Isa alayhi salam went to his people, and he explained to them, he was a cradle, a small child. Allah ta'ala wanted to protect the izzat and the honor of Maryam radiallahu anha. People will accuse her, falsely accuse her, that you committed zina and adultery. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to protect his chastity and honor, as a small baby in a cradle, he speaks and he explains that, inni abdullah, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, wassalamu alayya, yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. And may Allah salamati be upon me, Allah's protection be upon me. The salam, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Isa alayhi salam is making dua for himself here, that Allah must protect me. One reason the ulama have given us of Durood Sharif, when we are reciting Durood Sharif, in there is the protection of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says, Allahumma salli ala, wa sallim wa barik, wa sallim taslima, salli ala and sallim, O Allah, send your rahmat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, send salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in there is protection of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his lofty status, he is also your banda and servant, he is also muhtaj and in need of your mercy, he is also in need of your salamati and protection. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, so I am also in need of salamati, protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day I am born, and the day I pass away, and the day I am resurrected. Ulama say these are the three most frightening errors in a person's life. The day a person comes in this world, from the womb of the mother, now he comes into a new world. And at the time when a person passes away also, it's a very, very frightening, it's a new world also. A person needs the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah also, when he will stand up, this also is a third world, which is very, very frightening, it's different for a person. So a person needs the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these conditions. The next incident Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of he is the father of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam grows up in a house, his father is the maker of idols, Azar. And how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gives dawah to his father in a very, very beautiful way. Ya Abati, four times Allah mentions, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father, you are going on the wrong path. Come on to the right path, come on the straight path. So he's giving dawah to his father, but in the correct manner. It was a lot of love, humility, humbleness. He's giving dawah to his father. His father is not prepared to accept, and his father wants to stone him to death. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is prepared to leave his father. Yeah, the Mufassirin write, Imam Raja rahmatullah alayhi says, ma khasira ala Allah ahad. No one can ever lose out in his business dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he left his parents, his forefathers, whatever they were worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah, he left them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of that, gave him children like Ishaq alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He left forefathers who were idol worshippers. Allah gave him children who were anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah ta'ala said, he left his izzat and honor Allah gave him honor till the day of Qiyamah. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صُدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. Till the day of Qiyamah, people will speak good of him. As we had done that hadith also before, that whoever will leave out anything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will definitely grant a person far, far greater in this world also, في دينه ودنياه. In his deen also and in his dunya, Allah will grant that person far, far greater. Allah ta'ala mentions other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and their high rank and how they humbled themselves. Isa alayhi salam himself also, when the command ayat of Allah ta'ala came down, how they fell down crying, they making sajda and prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, there are those people who follow their desires and they leave out their salah, they destroy their salah. Destroy their salah and they follow their desires. Soon these people will face ghay, destruction great destruction, and they will end up in the fire of Jahannam. Except a person who makes tawbah, illa man tab. You make tawbah, you have done wrong in your life, you make tawbah and you come on the straight path, فَوْلَٰيكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Now you have iman, you do good actions, Allah will enter you into Jannah again. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the harm of shirk and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be have to cross the pool sirat. All the people will pass through. Those who are people of Iman, Allah will protect and save them. And the other people will fall into the fire of Jahannam and they will be completely destroyed. The ending also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shirk. That this just the word of shirk is so evil that it actually, the earth, the world, the skies are about to split open just because of this evil word. And the earth also will split open and the mountains will fall down. How can people call and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a child? These are very, very evil words. So on the other hand, we can understand the great value of La ilaha illallah. If one word of kufr and shirk is so powerful, it can destroy the whole world. And one word of iman, how powerful it is, it keeps the whole world in existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have got iman and do good actions, سَيَجْعَرُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّى. Allah will create love in the hearts of people for these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a banda and servant. Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salam tells the other angels in the heavens, and this message is filtered into the earth, and people automatically in their hearts, they have got liking for an Allah wala, a pious person. Allah ta'ala places his love in the hearts of people, which doesn't come with any outward means, but just Allah ta'ala places it in the heart of people. This is one great bounty and benefit of a person who has got the quality of taqwa and piety and of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Taha. Another name of the surah is Suratul Kaleem. A surah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail this surah. One purpose of it is to give tasalli, consolence to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he will go through great difficulty with your people, like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went through with his people. He gave them the da'wat. Some people who are salimul fitra, their nature is sound, they will accept the da'wat of Musa. They accepted his da'wat. And some people who are hard-hearted, right till the end, they will not accept it. They will remain obstinate. Like how Fir'aun, he remained obstinate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went and he got signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show Fir'aun some miracles and mu'ajizas. First thing Allah ta'ala taught Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore become a banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest form is وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Performance of salat. In there a person is showing the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other important thing is إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ. Qiyamah is coming very, very soon. Qiyamah is very close to a person. And every person's Qiyamah is his death. The first Qiyamah which we have is our death when we will leave this world. And then one is the big Qiyamah which will take place. So every single person must prepare for that. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is given the task to go to Fir'aun. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, Rabbi shrahli sadri. Open my heart for me. I must have sadri sadr. My heart must be open. I must have enough knowledge. And I must have enough hilm and forbearance so that I can bear the difficulties which will come with this work and make all my works easy for me. This is also, we must make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Oh Allah, open that looknut in my tongue, that stutter in my tongue, which Musa alayhi salam had a stuttering in his tongue, that the people can understand me. And Allah created Jamaat with me, as my brother. He asked for his brother to help and assist him in the work of Dawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them, and Allah ta'ala encourage them, that when you are going to Fir'aun also, do not become weak in my zikr. Continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam goes to him, and he gives him the great Dawat. Fir'aun is not prepared to accept, and Fir'aun calls all the magicians, and they come and they have a contest with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Musa alayhi salam has got this stick which he throws down, it turns into a snake, and Fir'aun says, this is jadu, it's magic, my magicians can do the same thing. When the magicians throw their sticks down, it also looks like snakes. But when Musa alayhi salam throws his stick down, his snake comes, and it's a real snake, it eats up and devours all the other snakes and all the other serpents. When the magicians see this, they get a shock of their life, and they realize that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah. Their nature was still sound. Immediately they fall into sajda, and they are prepared to accept the message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Fir'aun gets very, very angry with them, And he threatens them, I will cut off your hands, I will cut off your legs, and I will crucify you people. You will see then whose punishment is more severe. They say, you can do whatever you want to with us. We will remain firm on this path here. Whatever you are going to do, faqzima and taqad, do whatever you want to do with us. We will remain steadfast in tawheed. One reason, the ulama say two or three reasons why they say that Allah has given them this great level of iman. A person just accepts iman and is prepared to sacrifice his life. One was the adab which they showed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When they told Musa alayhi salam, you can throw your stick down first, Musa alayhi salam said no. But the respect which they showed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And another reason was just the short sohbat and companionship of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sohbat has a very, very great effect upon a person's iman. It led them to the highest levels of iman. And number three, according to some historical narrations, it is mentioned that the magicians wore the clothing of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They imitated the outside of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salam himself was surprised. They got such a high level of iman. So Allah Ta'ala said, oh my Musa alayhi salam, the day I imitated your outside, so I made the inside like yours also. So those will imitate the pious people, the clothing, outward clothing of the pious people. Inshallah, we have got hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He will make our inside like those people also. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Fir'aun and his people were completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned them. But still to Musa alayhi salam has got his people, the Bani Israel, he's going with them. And if a person doesn't look after his iman is not sufficient. I've got iman, I grew up in a place where they are Muslims, so my iman is safe. My effort has to be made continuously. In the presence of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, still to some people fall into shirk. They fall into worshipping of those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to look after his iman all the time. It's a continuous effort. It's not that now, okay, I've got iman and it's sufficient for me. Even those who are the family of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, living with the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, even then an effort has to be made continuously upon a person's iman. So how they started worshipping the calf, and because of this many of them were punished also when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came down. And some of them made tawbah, and some of them were the true believers. They were successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are human beings also. We have come from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He made a mistake, he made an error. And Adam alayhi salam, immediately as he made an error, he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is encouragement for us also. As soon as we make mistakes, we should not become like shaitan, who aba, he refused. He had pride within himself, arrogance within himself. And Allah ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, inna hada aduul laka wa li zawjika. He is your enemy, and his object is to take you out of Jannah. And eventually he took out Adam alayhi salam from Jannah. So we also, Allah ta'ala is teaching us that we also are going to face shaitan throughout our lives. And his object is to take us out from Jannah forever and forever. Adam alayhi salam returned back to Jannah after coming in this world, fulfilling his mission. But shaitan, his effort will be continuously to take us out of Jannah. So Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. We are going to send down hidayat, we will send down kitabs. Whoever will follow the kitabs in hidayat, they will never be misguided. They won't fall into difficulty. But those who turn away from my nasihat, my advice, the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. For him will be a very, very straitened life in this world. He will have to go through difficulties. And on the day of qiyamah, because he was blind in this world, blind to the truth, so Allah ta'ala will resurrect him blind on the day of qiyamah. And he will say, oh Allah, I could see in this world. Allah says, my signs came to you. You turn a blind eye towards them. Today you will be resurrected blind also on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue building up your ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while giving da'wat, whether people are prepared to accept or not. You remember Allah ta'ala in the morning, you remember Allah ta'ala in the evening. And do not ever turn your eyes and your gaze towards the things of this world which we have granted the people. Zahrat al-hayati dunya, it's a few beauties of this worldly life. It's not forever and forever, it's like a flower which blooms and looks very, very beautiful. But after 2 days it withers and it's completely destroyed. All of this is an examination. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. What Allah has prepared for you people is far, far better. It will remain forever and forever. And don't only worry about yourself. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your family members, those around you also, to perform their salah. And you yourself will remain steadfast. When you will encourage others and you will make a mahal and environment, then inshallah it will be easy for you to remain steadfast on your deen. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَى. Normally a person, the thing which prevents him from his salah is his rozi and sustenance. Allah says, no, we are not asking you for sustenance. We will give you sustenance. You perform your salah correctly. You build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you make effort also for your rozi. But you see how Allah's help and assistance will come to you. And if you are leaving the commands of Allah ta'ala because of your rozi and sustenance, then Allah ta'ala will make it difficult for a person. He will get money also, but there won't be barakat and blessings. There won't be happiness in that money. On the other hand, a person will perform his salah. He'll be particular with the injunctions of deen. Even Allah will give him little, but Allah will place barakat and blessings in there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. An Abi Dar, we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. An Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yab'athanna Allahu aqwaman yawm al-qiyamati fi wujuhihim an-nur ala manabir al-lu'lu' yakhbituhum an-nas laysu bi-anbiya'a wala shuhada'. فقال أعرابي حلهم لنا نعرفهم قال هم المتحابون في الله من قبائل شتى وبلاد شتى يجتمعون على ذكر الله يذكرونه. حضرت ابو درداء رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا قیامت کے دن اللہ جل جلالہ بعض لوگوں کا حشر ایسی طرح فرمائیں گے کہ ان کے چہروں پر نور چمکتا ہوا ہوگا, وہ موتیوں کے ممبروں پر ہو کے وہ انبیاء اور شہداء نہیں ہوں گے. ایک تہاد کے رہنے والے صحابی نے عرض کیا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کا حال بیان کر دیجئے کہ ہم ان کو پہچان لیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, وہ لوگ ہوں گے جو اللہ جل جلالہ کی محبت میں مختلف خاندان سے مختلف جگہوں سے آ کر ایک جگہ جمع ہو گئے اور اللہ جل جلالہ کے ذکر میں مشغول ہو. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حسد Almighty Allah will on the day of resurrection resurrect certain groups of people in such a state that their faces will be radiant with light, they will be sitting on pulpits of pearls, and others will envy their lot. They will neither be from amongst the Anbiya or Shuhada. Someone asked, let us have more details about these people so that we may be able to recognize them. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they will be those people who belong to different tribes and places, but assemble at one place for the love of Almighty Allah and engage in His dhikr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Almighty Allah will on the day of resurrection resurrect certain groups of people in such a state that their faces will be radiant with light, they will be sitting on pulpits of pearls, and others will envy their lot. They will neither be from amongst the Anbiya nor Shuhada. Someone asked, let us have more details about these people so that we may be able to recognize them. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they will be those people who belong to different tribes and places, but assemble at one place for the love of Almighty Allah and engage in His dhikr. Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, we should make dhikr or this concentration. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum anajali suman zakarani dil mera ho jahe ek me jane ho tu hi tu ho aur mere tan mein bajaye dard-e-dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar de konj dil la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe tu kar be khabar sari khabron se mujhko ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera la ilaha illallah la 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 الہی عطا ذر درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتاغم رکم مید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فن یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تعلم آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا یار رہے یار میں تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم تابت جانا چھنی میں بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن کرم دمن سر من پیدا مکن اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 نام لیتے ہی نشاستا چھا گیا نام لیتے ہی نشاستا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وانعم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.